It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. We're looking ahead here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle back one more time. Quarter number two. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We've spent enough time talking about Michigan. Now we look to Michigan State in East Lansing this weekend, Saturday. It's a 3:30 p.m. Eastern time kick. Big matchup here for Penn State. They go in 7-0. This Michigan State team, 4-3, though coming off a bye. It's an interesting setup here, and I think, you know, Penn State has learned by now not to take anything for granted anyway, but they come out of this game, Greg, against Michigan, where, you know, that's a physical team that wants to play physical on both sides. That makes you, they dictate the terms of that game a lot of times. They ran 82 plays to Penn State's 54. It's a tough game, a really emotional buildup for that whiteout. Meanwhile, Michigan State is off. They're licking their wounds a little bit. They lose on the road earlier this month, 34-10 at Ohio State. They get blown out at Wisconsin, 38-0, a Wisconsin team that just lost to Illinois. I don't think that has anything to do with this Michigan State matchup, but real sort of iffy-looking Michigan State team, and a team that now I believe is up to six players who are opting to transfer. So there's, you know, not all as well in East Lansing, but each of the last 2 years, Penn State has made things look a little better than they probably should in East Lansing. So I think this is an opportunity for Penn State to snap out of that funk. They're a better team on paper. Time to prove it. They're 5.5-point favorites.
That's exactly right. Opened at 7. There was some early Michigan State money with good reason, I think. But this team is a mess. This program's a bit of a mess. They have to, obviously deal with, they have to deal with a team that doesn't seem to be altogether positive at the moment. And for Penn State, it's a chance to go on the road, get another one of those elusive road wins. This is not the game we thought it would be. Michigan State is much worse than I think everybody predicted. But it's not like they've been world beaters the last 2 years, Dustin, and Penn State still found a way to lose in each stadium, once with the weird weather delay at Spartan Stadium and once in just I'm not even sure how to describe last year's game in hindsight, but it was not good to lose that contest at home. So we'll see. Obviously a bit of a different setup here. I believe they played Michigan State twice after losing the week before. They go into that this contest now with a win. They got to get through this week, then they get a bye week to sort of get ready for the rest of the season. Michigan State might be a team that wants to just have a bye week the rest of the season. You have to put them in that place early from the start on Saturday, and if you do that, everything should take care of itself.
So I don't think this one is all that different from each of the last two, where Penn State went on the road to that lightning delay, and that mucked things up a little bit. And
let me check the weather out there quick, just to see what we're in store for.
Are we due for a repeat of that?
Sure hope not.
You can give Penn State a pass to some extent because nobody really what ended up being 3.5 hours?
It's like 3 hours and 37 minutes,
3.5 hour weather delay. You know, James Franklin was even said he's got a plan for everything. He didn't have a plan for that.
Well,
surely they've got
think
one
about
now.
I mean, they do, I guess, but it's not. There's too many people in these. You know, you travel 74 players, probably darn close to 70 staff, and then you have all the administrators and everything else. Where are they supposed to go? That's the problem. When it really comes down to it, that's the problem. There's nowhere to put these guys. They're in pads. They can't be outside. There's nowhere. It's a bad situation.
It's not a good situation anyway. So you can look back on that one and say, okay. But then last year, you know, as you mentioned, they're coming off that loss to Ohio State. They have a bye week. It's another emotional up and down kind of situation. And Michigan State's just the wrong opponent. And timing-wise, just the wrong opponent for some of those situations. It's a team that seems to play up against Penn State. It's a team that now has, I think – plenty of game film from some of the successes that Purdue had, for example, of loading the box. Some of the successes that Michigan had last weekend, getting the ball out quick, crowding the box, and trying to limit big plays on the outside. They think Michigan State already kind of wants to do some of those things anyway. I think there's a blueprint here. The question is, you know, Penn State athletically should be running laps around this Michigan State team. They've recruited better. They're a lot faster. They're a lot more athletic. The question is, does that show up on the field and not just on paper? I think, you know, this Michigan State team will be rested and ready. We know that. What do you think the number is points-wise that Penn State's offense has to score to win this game?
I'd say 28 again. I think that Brian Lewerke somehow, no matter how bad that guy looks prior to the Penn State game, he becomes Johnny Unitas or whoever your favorite successful former NFL quarterback is. He becomes that guy against Penn State for whatever reason. So I think they have to get to 28 again. 21 probably honestly wins it, but I think you'll feel better about it if they get to 28. So, you know, you look at this Michigan State team. I mean, kind of going back to the conversation we had earlier this week about Michigan's defense, who in the heck scares you on Michigan State's offense? I mean, there's not a guy. There's usually at least one guy who jumps off the page at you. There's not really one that does that for me. I don't know about you, but it's just not a really impressive Michigan State team, which by Mark D'Antonio standards are usually not that impressive looking on paper anyway.
And to their credit, they've made do to this point in Mark D'Antonio's tenure without being the most impressive looking team on paper. Now, one of the big problems last year for Penn State was Felton Davis, 8 catches for 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He catches a game-winning touchdown late in that one. Not back. I think, you know, Brian Lewerke, he was 24 out of 52 for 259 yards last year. They put the ball in his hands a lot, which I remember kind of surprised me. Changed things up, and, you know, they changed their whole blocking scheme because they were struggling, I believe, to run the football coming in. So I think that was in 1 week turnaround. Michigan State did not have a bye last year. Penn State had the bye going into this game, and Michigan State still made a lot of adjustments and showed things that weren't on film. And I think that may be one of the keys for Penn State is just to expect the unexpected and to go on the road and just be ready for anything. This is a Michigan State team that they're not afraid to use some trickery and that kind of stuff to try to get an edge on you and seize momentum in games. And they're usually pretty successful in doing that.
Yeah, this is one of those dumb games where, you know, Mark D'Antonio goes for it from his own 40 and he does an onside kick to start the game and fakes a punt from his own 12. And it's just all the things you would never, ever in a million years dream of an opponent doing. Michigan State's going to do it here. Number one, it had time to plan for it during the bye to scheme in ways it's never schemed before. But two, this is a desperate football team. It already has 3 losses. It was 3 losses that I don't think most people thought that they would have. But this season went off the rails when they lost to Arizona State 10-7 to start the year. It was a game that was just awful, quite frankly, to watch. And told you a lot about how this Michigan State team was going to be throughout the course of the season. They've pretty much played up to what you would expect after watching that game. I don't know, Dustin. I know the bye week is certainly important, and Penn State used it to great success when it went and beat Maryland on the road. I just don't know if Michigan State has the talent to take advantage of the extra time they have to prepare.
I mean, to some extent, I think these guys are going to be ready. I think, as you mentioned, D'Antonio is going to take some risk because I think he knows that's what needs to happen. But Penn State, if they come in and they're ready and they can, I think they can create some explosive plays. Michigan State, I think, just poses a very similar problem to Michigan in that they're going to be pretty sound. They're going to be pretty disciplined. They're going to force you to try to make plays down the field because they're going to try to take away everything else. And it just it kind of comes down to, can you execute? Can you win those one-on-one matchups? Michigan was a good experience as far as that goes. Michigan State is not as good as Michigan. But you look at what their schedule, I don't think it was the fact that they're 4-3. I think it's how they're 4-3. That 10-7 loss to Arizona State, just there's just some ugliness in Michigan State's game. There always is. But I think it's just the way they lost to Wisconsin. It's the way they lost to Ohio State. Just not much of a factor at all. But I think, you know, everybody, including Las Vegas, sees and recognizes the threat that Michigan State poses. If so, a spread of 5.5, an over-under of, what'd you say, 43?
It's in that ballpark, yeah.
So basically Vegas is expecting a 24-19 kind of game. And I think that falls right in line with how Penn State and Michigan State have played each other each of the past few years.
Yeah, I love the under in this game. Really do. We'll get into the best bets here in a little bit. But I just... I'm at a point now where I don't trust Penn State's offense on the road to put up points in bulk, in bunches. And I don't see how Michigan State's going to move the ball unless Brian Lewerke again channels that inner Joe Theismann that never shows up against anybody else. So to me, this game is one where I think Penn State fans could envision them being frustrated with what results in, you know, a nice win, but it may not be a pretty win. And sometimes you just got to live with that. You get to the bye week and you keep moving. But this is a game Penn State simply can't lose. That's probably, more than anything else, that's the most important thing. If the program's on the trajectory we think it all is on, it has to win a game like this. It can't go out and lay a dud on the road against a Michigan State team that is just not very good. Think about it. They just gave up against Wisconsin, who turned around and loses to Illinois. So that loss looks even worse than it did when Michigan State first suffered it. And it looked pretty darn bad on the film when you watch that game.
Yeah, it's gonna. The challenge is just comes down to, can Penn State play its game on the road? Can Penn State play its game on the road? I think big plays can travel. You know, if Sean Clifford gets off to a fast start again and not that kind of jittery start, like he's the tone setter for this offense. And I felt like a couple weeks ago, him being a little overamped, a little worked up, a little nervous energy or anxiousness or whatever you want to say, set the tone for an offense that kind of sputtered out of the gates. I think they were fast out of the gates at Michigan because he looked comfortable early on.
Right.
He looked comfortable in the plays that they were calling. I think we're going to see a similar situation unfold with what Penn State's trying to do, which is get the ball down the field right out of the gates against these guys. Because if you build a lead against this Michigan State team, they're not going to come back. Number 100 nationally in total offense, number 110 in rushing offense, number 64 in passing, number 96 in scoring. They have a way of playing up against Penn State, but I don't think they play up enough. I think that under is in play. I have it going just over that. I've got Penn State winning 27-17. I don't think they let what happened the last 2 years, I don't think they let that happen again. I think they're going to do it with big plays once again.
Yeah, I think so too. I got it Penn State 24, Michigan State 9. I don't even know if Michigan State's going to get 3 field goals, but I can't see Penn State's defense surrendering a touchdown to this sloppy Michigan State offense.
The concern for me is, as you said, that fake punt stuff, the onside kick stuff, the fake field goal. There's going to be some kind of gadget. Penn State needs to be ready for it, but sometimes that can be enough for Michigan State to make up for the fact that they don't have much offense of their own. So we'll see what happens. He likes 24-9. I like 27-17. I think there's going to be some kind of short field situation where Michigan State scores some points. We'll see. Penn State, 5.5-point favorites going into that one. We got more show coming up here. Ask Greg coming up right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.